Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update on the news and issues facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today?
Mike, you'd think if there was a company in South Carolina that had raised tens of millions of dollars of venture capital, it'd be on the top of everybody's radar, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. Are you telling me that something has been announced recently that I don't know about?
Yeah, I didn't know about it either until I saw it. We've started to get a pretty good track record of company that have raised that much money, you know, Benefit Focus and People Matter down in Charleston, or Starch Band, or Zip It, you know, up in Greenville, Green Cloud. A number of companies are doing well in raising capital, but one down in Charleston, Pokedoc, has landed a $5 million investment from New York-based Guardian Life Insurance Companies, and since 2011, they've raised a total of $48 million. That's not bad, is it?
No, it's not, and you'll have to give me that name again.
Pokedoc, P-O-K-I-T-D-O-K.
Pokedoc.
Yeah. One of the co-founders is a technologist that's been in Charleston for a while, Ted Tanner. This is not his first Charleston startup. Been pretty successful, obviously, when you're raising that much money. And what this company is doing is building a blockchain technology for medical records. When I say blockchain, is there something you know that comes to mind?
Blockchain? No.
Yeah.
Fill me in.
No? How about Bitcoin? You familiar with Bitcoin?
Okay, so we're talking about internet money.
We're talking about internet money. So now we're talking about internet medical records that exist virtually. And so the way blockchain works is you have kind of a series of transactions. And so, you know, each person hands the record off to the next person. With Bitcoin, it's a form of currency, right? It basically is based on the trust that the next person's going to take the Bitcoin. Well, that's no different really than any currency. You actually pay for things with paper money. You know, and you hand people paper bills and they take it. Well, in this case, it's electronic medical records. And they're trying to use this technology to create a way for hospitals and others to hand one record off, you know, to the next person. So the entire medical record, you know, transfers with the transaction. It's not like it's stored someplace and you have to go access it. It's one continuous log of a patient's history. It's encrypted and secured, so it's very private, just like the currency. You know, that was a key part of this, but it's a way of really making records very fluid so that they can, you know, go wherever they need to go. They rolled this out in the fall, and, you know, then they got some more money, so they expect to start having some customers use it here shortly. It's a really novel way of managing health records. Even the blockchain technology itself is fairly new, so it's whole lot of novel things coming together here. If they're successful, it could be a huge disruptive innovation and, you know, company headquartered in Charleston, South Carolina. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
It would be. So fluid, transportable, electronic medical records sounds like something we probably should already have. It's nice to see that South Carolina's on the cutting edge here.
Right. Now, they've done something that a lot of companies have also done, and I think more South Carolina companies ought to think about this. They have an office in Charleston where they do their technology, but they also have an office in Silicon Valley. So that's where a lot of their investors are, and they're plugged into other companies doing similar things. And, you know, last week we talked about the Governor's School for Science and Math and how they were creating Project Verge to reach out to alumni across the country and build relationships. Well, this company's done that too, even to the point of having an office there. And so I think as a lot of entrepreneurial companies think about how they're going to grow and scale, that's something that they ought to think about, having a foot planted in South Carolina, having a foot planted in Silicon Valley or Boston or Austin or, you know, other places where there's money, there's talent, there's expertise, you know, and leverage those relationships we're starting to grow across the country and around the world.
Well, congratulations to Pokedoc. We're looking forward to hearing more. Well, John, how's the event calendar looking for our business community?
Well, we mentioned Project Verge. It's coming up in Hartsville, and I know Ken Bowman would love to have people show up. Stan Gray down at Dig South is Charleston is ramping up for the year. That's one of the premier entrepreneurial conferences in the Southeast. And then a fun event, the Volvo Car Open down in Daniel Island, and I know a lot of listeners will be down there watching the tennis.
John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on podcasts and scroll down to our show. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.